Certainly. What the woman said from the crowd was perfectly true. Blessed was that woman who gave birth to our Lord, the Mother of God, our own Blessed Mother. Yes, she truly is blessed. But we must not understand that by what our Lord's response to that, that he is undermining his mother, his own mother. It becomes very clear when we reflect that no one more closely than she heard the word of God and observed it. Therefore, what our Lord does here is set her forth as the primary example. Truly blessed, yes, are all of us who do hear the word of God and follow it. That's exactly what our Lord exhorts us to do throughout the gospel. To hear him and to follow what he tells us. In fact, Our Lady does the same at the wedding feast of Cana. Do whatever he tells you, she tells the stewards. So yes, we are to follow him. We are to hear what he teaches us, what he tells us, and we are to observe it. We are to live it. And by doing that, we are indeed blessed. So no one more closely than Our Lady did precisely that. No one was more conformed ever to the will of God than she. And so we have her then as the example. Let us turn to her. We pray to her to get today, Saturday, dedicated to our Blessed Lady. That's why we do this votive mass of our Blessed Lady. Why do you turn to her? The graces we need to be able to do exactly what he, our Lord himself, has exhorted us, what Our Lady herself has exhorted us, to do what he tells us, to follow his will, to follow him. And then, indeed, all of us are truly blessed if we will fulfill his will in everything. Then we will achieve our union with God himself, the beatific vision. Let us work for that. Let us strive for that. Let us pray for that every day, turning to our Blessed Mother for the graces we need to fulfill his will always and to achieve our salvation. Praise be Jesus and Mary.